Thank you for tuning into IoT Connect, where we're covering some of the most interesting topics, trends, and news around the Internet of Things. IoT Connect is brought to you by Teal, a wholly owned, patented, GSMA-certified eSIM platform that connects any IoT device to any network worldwide. Now, I'm excited to welcome you all to this episode of IoT Connect. If you're like us and you're passionate about IoT, be sure to like this video and hit that subscribe button below so you don't miss a beat. Today, I'm excited to welcome Mike Zito to our show. Mike is a seasoned technology executive and telecom operator with a successful track record of leading high growth initiatives for Fortune 100 brands and emerging businesses. He currently serves as the chief commercial officer at Boingo Wireless, a leading connectivity provider. In this role, Mike leads all aspects of the company's global innovation and growth strategies, directly responsible for sales, carrier relationships, account management, operations, and end-to-end network designs, builds, and deployments across 5G, CBRS, Wi-Fi, IoT, and private networks. Mike is focused on bringing the promise of 5G and digital transformation to large venues and enterprises worldwide. Mike, welcome to the show.
Rob, thanks for having me, man. I didn't realize I did so much. Wow, that's crazy. But yeah, I do all that. And Boingo is an exciting place to be right now, as is Teal.
They're both very exciting places to be, and we're looking forward to getting into how we're working together on some really cool initiatives. But I wanted to start sort of, since 2001, Boingo's grown from a startup, much like Teal today, into one of the world's leading connectivity providers. Boingo's at the forefront of new technologies like 5G, CBRS, Wi-Fi 6, private networks, and Passpoint. In your view, what is the promise of 5G and how will it change the way that businesses, people, and things connect?
Yeah, man, so we've been on a journey. I mean, here at Boingo, right? I mean, the company started over 20 years ago, started in Wi-Fi. We've been through all the G's, right? And went from providing Wi-Fi in airport, as most people know us, to then public DAS systems. And now private networks, which is, again, where we're working with Teal, right? So it's really all about converged connectivity for us. And we're deploying 5G everywhere now on behalf of the carriers. So we're in iconic venues all over the world. As you know, we've got a really large in-building business, a big presence in transportation hubs, Grand Central Madison, all the New York, New Jersey airports, Soldier Field. So sports, entertainment, transportation hubs, really iconic venues. And we are now deploying 5G for the carriers in all of those venues. And it's interesting because, going through the G's as a company from startup to now, there's so much ahead of us with 5G that I can't believe people are even talking about 6G right now, right? Because right. We haven't really tapped the promise of 5G yet, right? And I think, it's interesting because we now have this converged network approach here at Boingo, because no one connectivity type does it all, right? At the end of the day. And I think with 5G, it's really going to change business, right? 4G was for the consumer, and in many cases, consumer apps. If you think about, before 4G, there was no Uber, no Lyft, no Netflix streaming. None of those applications really existed. And now, with 5G, those are a staple, and the consumers are using those. And now you've got the enterprises really starting to embrace 5G, like in healthcare, right? And in automotive. And I think that's what you're going to see. I mean, you're going to see new monetization opportunities for 5G outside of consumer. And I think that, you're going to continue to see the enterprises really drive the innovation around 5G.
So let's talk a little. You touched on some of the use cases that you guys are helping with today. Airports, sports venues, but you even have some military use cases. Can you touch on some of the industries where 5G is having the biggest impact?
Yeah. So I think right now, there's 5G for the enterprise, if you will. We certainly see a lot of activity around sports and entertainment, with things coming down the road, right? Like micro betting and different applications like that, that are going to require really secure, low latency type of applications, right? With a lot of devices at one time connected, right?
Yes.
You know, so you've got sports entertainment, you've got IoT and industrial IoT and manufacturing, and you look at the manufacturing use cases, and a lot of it is around automation, right? And AR, VR. And now you're starting to hear a lot more about AI this year, right? And how 5G can help power more AI-enabled use cases. And so, you know, you look at those two industries, and then I think, federal government and the DOD, the military, they've got a real strong push for 5G around field-type applications, and that's primarily around private networks. So private 5G out in the field, right, leveraging medical-related use cases for servicemen and women. And then, you know, you've got healthcare, which trails, right? I mean, we hear a lot about robotics assisted surgery and whatnot, but that's coming. I think healthcare is going to be the fourth one that this year we're starting to see a lot more activity in. And again, it kind of started with manufacturing in the enterprise and 5G. Then it went to more of the sports and entertainment use cases. Then the Fed started pushing it, and now we're starting to see more in healthcare. And again, that's just really on the enterprise side. You know, if you think about the consumer side, the carriers are trying to figure out how to monetize 5G. They've made this investment. They're upgrading their networks. They're not getting any more ARPU, really, for 5G plans versus the 4G plans that they were getting, right? So now, is there an opportunity for them to leverage, FWA or fixed wireless, right? That'll be a new monetization opportunity, maybe. So the carriers are trying to figure out how to monetize it 5G with the consumers. And at the same time, we're going back and we're looking at how we help drive outcomes with the enterprises, because that's what we do.
So I'd like to focus in on sporting venues. You know, okay. Sports stadiums are becoming smarter, more connected, and at the same time, fans expect to show up to their favorite sporting venue with the same access to, you know, the internet and entertainment that they do on the couch in their living room. Yeah. You know, Petco Park, it's one of our largest, most well-known sporting stadiums here in the U.S., and they recently tapped your team to provide connectivity throughout this famed Gallagher Square at Petco Park Stadium. Yeah. How is Boingo helping to create a better fan experience while also streamlining and improving stadium operations?
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting because I think we're going to see stadiums embrace more of what we did with the Padres at Petco, right? We've actually built a private 5G network for them at Gallagher Square. And that to your point, that's at the Padres Petco Park right outside of there. They have a lot of activations, a lot of concerts out there, and it's outside of the stadium. So running along the stadium's public cellular and Wi-Fi networks, we have a dedicated network that we stood up, and actually we've done that in partnership with you, right, with your eSIM offering. And we've got the devices now running on Teal's platform and Boingo's secure private network. And those applications are really around POS. So how can they drive more revenue and activations in the square with mobile devices? Wi-Fi didn't have the coverage and the security that was needed. The public cellular didn't reach out there. And so we built a private network to handle secure mobile transactions, leveraging your platform and our private network. And since its launch, Petco has generated a tremendous amount more sales from concessions and merchandise sales by really making that mobile payment process frictionless, right? And the transactions are faster, so they're generating more revenue based on that. The lines are shorter, so people aren't abandoning the queues and they're spending more money. And overall, it's just provided this really amazing customer experience and fan experience, which at the end of the day, to your point, if you can have one experience in your living room, it has to be a lot better to get you to battle traffic and actually go to the stadium, right, and deal with the crowds and everything else. And I feel like what we're doing in partnership with you, that really has enabled part of that fan experience that the Padres are trying to capture in that Gallagher Square area.
So let's talk a little bit more about, just from a leadership standpoint, from an outsider looking in, it seems like Boingo has a great company culture. And so that's obviously attributed to the way that you're leading your team and other leaders within Boingo are leading their teams. So, you know, from your perspective, what do you attribute that to? And what is your advice for leading a great team to other leaders out there?
Look, leadership's different nowadays, right? I mean, the core principles are the same, but now you have remote work, right? You have to find ways to get people engaged differently. We've always had a great culture here at Boingo, and I've been very blessed to be part of some great cultures in my days at AT&T, and now coming over here. You know, again, for 20 plus years, Boingo has had a great culture. We've always been one of the best places to work in LA, you know, ranked consistently every year. You know, we act with conviction and velocity, right? That's really what we do. I mean, we believe in what we're doing. We believe that we're helping people. We believe that we're helping our customers. And then we act with velocity. So we deliver for our customers quickly. And I think our customers appreciate that. And so from a leadership perspective, I think you have to be able to do the same thing. You have to listen to your teams, and then you have to quickly make informed decisions, and then give some directive, and then help your teams execute, right? So, I mean, I'm big on being in the field with my teams and being in the trenches. I like to stay close to the customer, and I like to stay close to my teammates on the ground, right? You never want to get to the point where you're in a tower and you're disconnected. And I think in big companies, sometimes that's what happens. So the leaders that are going to have the most success, I think, are going to find ways in today's day and age with remote work and everything else to stay really close to their customers and stay close to their teams, and then help to drive that culture throughout the organization by making sure that their leadership team and their leader's leadership team does the same thing, right? And notice I continue to say team and I continue to say leader, because, you know, I think everybody in the company can lead in their own capacity and own role. They don't have to be a C-level person yet, right? They can still be a leader and be an individual contributor, and they can, you know, just lead from the front, right? So, you know, we've had a great run. We hire great people. You know, we really do. I mean, I can tell you that, you know, the organizations that I was part of at AT&T focused on hiring great people and giving those people purpose, and then they would operate with passion. And then you have great customer delivery success. And we do the same thing here at Boingo. So, you know, helping, hiring great people, giving them clear direction, you know, making informed decisions, staying close to the customer, staying close to your teammates, and then also creating opportunity for personal and professional growth, I think is very important to people nowadays, right? It always was, but I think even more so, people need to understand that they're going to grow as a person and they're going to have an opportunity to grow as a professional. And those are the things that I try to do every day when I wake up and help people with, and that's the way I like to try to lead the company as well.
Thank you for that. That's very good advice for anybody who is a aspiring leader out there. So thank you. You know, so prior to joining Boingo, you were head of IoT solutions and the founder and general manager for AT&T's Smart Cities and Emerging IoT Solutions, and you've been around IoT for quite some time. And in your eyes, how has IoT evolved in the last, you know, decade? And what will the world of IoT look like a decade from now?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And I have had some history on IoT for about the last 15 years. I've been in the connected devices space, if you will, various different parts of that ecosystem. But at AT&T, I worked for, you know, Chris Penrose, who was the president of the IoT business there. And I did have all of the emerging businesses. One of the ones I founded was Smart Cities. We also had a drones business, a private network business for utilities, IoT devices that ran on FirstNet. So I think, you know, I've watched things go from M to M to then what we call IoT. And I think there's more things that are being connected, and the complexity, I think, is increasing. So I think things will continue to get easier and more complex at the same time, which probably doesn't make sense to most people. But I think that more and more devices will be able to be connected easier, but the complexity will come in making sure that those devices are all truly secure, and you're decreasing the points of failure, not only in the IoT device, but in the network. Right. And I think, you know, we've done a great job as an industry to put ourselves on the path to do that. But again, you know, it's an ecosystem play. You can't have an AT&T in some cases without a Boingo and a Boingo without an AT&T, and you can't deliver IoT solutions with mobility that can move from network to network, from public to private without a Teal, right? So at the end of the day, you know, we're all going to play a very critical role in how IoT evolves over the next 10 years. And I think it's certainly the adoption has been slower than what we predicted 10 years ago, right? And anything you go back and look at, and you look at the tens of billions or hundreds of billions of devices that would have been connected, they're not connected. But we are on the path to continuing to see more and more momentum and more things getting connected. And as I said, I think it'll be easier to connect things, but more complex as we deal with the challenges of scale and security, connecting all of those things.
So before we wrap things up, is there anything else that you'd like to share? Any other announcements that are coming up that you'd like to make?
Nothing that I would make public right now. But, you know, we'll certainly circle back and do another one of these. I mean, I know we're going to be doing more work with Teal in the private network space in the months to come. Our private network business is in the products that we have in around private 5G. It continues to gain momentum every day. I think 2023 and into 2024 is going to be the year for adoption of private networks. We're starting to see it. The pipeline continues to grow. We continue to close deals. So does the rest of the industry. And I think, you know, we're going to continue to see more and more activity there. And I really do think the next 18 months will be really exciting when you're looking at private 5G and IoT and companies like Boingo and Teal.
Well, there you have it. If you're like us and you're enthusiastic about IoT, be sure to like this video and click that subscribe button below. Be sure to tune into future episodes of IoT Connect at tealcom.io/IoT Connect. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in, and thank you to Mike Zito for being on our show.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.